tell us all about your nan. Don't divulge the age just yet, because that is the draw dropper, right? But just explain to us about your nan, what she's done before and what she's about to do.
Yeah, of course, no worries. So she's an amazing lady. She runs a combined charities Christmas card and sort of gift shop in all the local libraries around Cheshire, Macclesfield, Poynton, Wilmslow, all around. She's raised sort of hundreds of thousands of pounds for charity. Last year would have been her 50th anniversary, and unfortunately sort of COVID got in the way of that. So she's, obviously the next step is to strap yourself to a biplane and, well, it does acrobatics to raise money for charity.
Hang on. You say that as if it's like, yeah, no, just strap yourself to an aeroplane and just go for a fly. What?
That's it. I know, it's mad, isn't it? And then a couple of years ago, she abseiled down a hotel in Manchester just for Father Christmas.
So she's abseiled as Father Christmas,
yep,
down the side of a building for charity.
Now hasn't everyone's done?
And she's going to be, it's called a wing walk, isn't it? So
Wing walk, yeah, it is.
In detail, Max, what has she got to do?
Right, so, driving down to a lovely place in Silloth, there's like a biplane, it literally stands on top of both of the wings, strapped to it, and then it's going to do a load of spins and upside down and all that jazz, and hopefully she survives it all.
What do you mean, hopefully? Stand. Right, so basically, with this wing walk, she doesn't just go up and have as a fly and come back down again.
No.
She's doing...
No, well, she could have done,
right,
but she wanted to do the rolls and the loop-de-loops and all that jazz.
Oh, my. I've seen this done on TV before, and it looks amazing. I bet it feels amazing, but I still don't fancy it, right?
No, me neither.
I'm guessing that your nan is just a tad older than me at 40, so how old is she?
She's 90.
That's where people have just dropped their brew on the floor and they fell off their chair. Your nan is 90.
She is, yeah.
And she's doing a wing walk.
Yeah.
Oh, my days. Right, and she's from Wilmslow, is she?
She lives in Wilmslow, well, she's been there pretty much all of her life, and that's her sort of her library and her charity, but then it runs all across Cheshire all over Christmas. So I think she wants to do something a bit special for the 50th anniversary, and obviously because of COVID and stuff that's all happened, and I think she's very much the, you only live once, so do all the fun stuff while you can kind of person.
So does she do this just for one particular charity that she's chosen, or does she spread it amongst?
There's loads of, cancer research, RNLI, there's basically all these charities come together to sell their Christmas cards in the libraries, and then all of the proceeds go back to the charity. So she's just raising money just to try and help them out, obviously, because of the last COVID over the last 2 years has sort of played a part, and she just wants to sort of give back as much as she can.
Can I ask a personal question? Being at 90, does she suffer with any aches and pains or all that kind
of... family, I think. but no, honestly, she's the most active lady I've ever met in my life. She doesn't stay still. She's always doing something, whether it's, for family or friends or obviously her charity. She is really, really amazing.
Wow, this is incredible. We're going to share the GoFundMe page anyway on our social media pages.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. And thank you for having me on.
That's absolutely fine. And just to reiterate, a gran of 90 from Wilmslow is doing a wing walk. That is bonkers. That is just...
Oh, I know, it's crackers, isn't it? It's absolutely crackers, but you know what? Fair play to her, because I wouldn't do it.
Do you know what? I think the secret is, and I'm sure she'll tell us if she could be on the phone with us, is the secret to staying as fit as she is to do all this stuff is to stay active. Keep moving best
100%.
As you can, yeah?
100%, that's it. Occupy your mind, occupy, people around you, just try and get them involved too, and she's just incredible. She's an amazing, amazing lady.
Fantastic. Max, thank you very much for your time. Would you come back on after she's done it and let us know, how it went?
The outcome, yeah, of course I will. Absolutely, no problem.
And could you arrange it? Would she be up for talking to me as well, would she?
I think she'd be honoured to.
Oh, that would be great, that. Thank you, Max.
You're very welcome.